We continue our learning Leilin Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Chaim Yaakov Rebbechos Elio. We are in Sota Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. On Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol was finished with the Avodah, after the Seir Mishtaleach made it to the Midbar, the Kohen Gadol would leave and come the Beis Hamikdash and come into the Ezras Nashim of the Beis Hamikdash, and he would sit there until they brought him a Sefer Torah. Then he would stand up and read from the Torah from Inyan Diyoma, the topics of the day, and then he would make eight brachos. So if you remember in the beginning of the parak here, in the second Mishnah, we had a list of things that are only done B'lach Shana Kodesh, and on that list was the Berchas Kohen Gadol. It's a reference to the brachos that follow the laning. The only thing that the Tosfos Yontif wonders why this is. He says, "Lonis parish minayin sheberchos kohen gadol eino ne'amaros ela b'lashon hakodesh." I don't know where that's from, and therefore he believes that although it says berchos kohen gadol, it's a reference not to the brachos of the kohen gadol, but it's a reference to the laning. The laning had to be done. Reading from the Torah should be done in Hebrew, and that's what it meant by the berchos kohen gadol. However, others disagree. Others will say that no, it's not. It says berchos kohen gadol, and that's exactly what it means. The Meiri says v'hakol b'lashon hakodesh kedin berchas kohanim, including the brachos, not only the laning, but the Rambam at the end of Paragimim Hilchos Avos Yom HaKippurim didn't make any comment about the brachos that the brachos of the Kohen Gadol had to be b'lashon hakodesh. So he seems to side with that which the Tosfos Yontif is saying. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah like this: Birchos Kohen Gadol Ketzad. How are the what brachos would he say? So we have to go through the whole process of the Kriyas HaTorah itself. Chazan HaKnesses, the Chazan HaKnesses, the word Chazan, the word Chose. He was the Shamash. He would be able to see what was necessary, the Tzorchi Tzibur, to prepare everything for the shul. That was the Chazan HaKnesses. We'll be called today, let's say, the Shamash of the shul. He would take Notel Sefer Torah. We take the Sefer Torah from the Beis HaKnesses in the Beis HaMikdash, and Venosna LeRosh HaKnesses. And he would give it to the Rosh HaKnesses. Who's that? He is what we would call today the Gabbai, person who's going to read from the Haftorah, the person who's going to read from the Torah, who's going to lead the davening. That was called the Rosh HaKnesses. Today we call him the Gabbai, but the Gabbai really, the word Gabbai means gove, means to collect. The Gabbai was a Gabbai Tztaka, so we've changed the titles a little bit, but what we call Gabbai really should be called a Rosh HaKnesses, and a Shamish is the Chazan HaKnesses. And then, so after the Chazan HaKnesses gave the Sefer Torah to the Rosh HaKnesses, the Rosh HaKnesses nosa l'sgan. Sgan was the Sgan Kohen Gadol, who was there, who was appointed in case the Kohen Gadol had a psul, was disqualified, and could not do the Avodah. The Haskan then nosa the Kohen Gadol, and the reason why we keep handing the Torah off is for the cover of the Kohen Gadol. This is part of Barov Am Hadras Melech. And then the Kohen Gadol Omeinu Mekabel, then the Kohen Gadol would stand up. He was sitting, but he could sit because he was only in the Ezras Nashim. We know there's a general rule that there's sitting in the Azara only for Malchus based David Bulvad, but that's Ezras Yisrael. This was Ezras Nashim, so he was able to sit. And then when he gave him the Sefer Torah, he would stand and he would read. So again, the Kohen Gadol, Omeinu Mekabel, he would take the Sefer Torah, stand up and take it from the Sgan, Vikore Omein, and he would read Be'amida. Then, but the fact that he was sitting must be because he was only in the Ezras Nashim. Vikore Acharemos, he would read the Avodah of Yom Kippur and Acharemos, Vayikra Tezayin, Psukim Aleph through Lamedalin, Ve'ach Be'asur, and the section of the Parsha Samoados in Emor, which is Vayikra Chav Gimel, from Psukim Chav Vav to Lamed Beis. And even though you'll say, don't you have to roll the Sefer Torah from Acharemos to Emor? Isn't that a Tircha Ditzibura? You shouldn't have people waiting around. So they're very close, Acharemos to Emor, very quick. It shouldn't be a problem. There was a Meturgamon who was translating the Torah into Aramaic. By the time the Meturgamon was done translating, they're already in Emor. So that wasn't an issue. But there was still Mourner Lane. They still really had to read from... They had to read from Parshas Pinchas. And that's what the Mishnah is describing right now. The Gol El HaSatorah, after they finished Ach Be'asur, which is the section of Emor that speaks about Yom Kippur, they would roll up the Sefer Torah, Manicha Becheiko, and he would put it under his arm, Va'omer, and he would announce the following, Yosrei Mimasha Karis Lefnechem Kasev Kan. He's letting everybody know that the Sefer Torah is not missing anything. And even though he's about to read this section, the Maftir, what we call the Maftir from Parshas Pinchas about Yom Kippur, he's going to read that Baal Peh. Nonetheless, he wants to let everybody know it's not because the Sefer Torah is missing that Parsha. Everything's in the Sefer Torah. But because of Tircha de Tzibur, to roll from Emor all the way to Pinchas, that is not going to do. Uve Asur b'shebechum ha-shapekudim, like bad be'asur l'chodesh ha-shvi'i, which is in Chumash Bamidbar. So that is Kore Al Peh, that he reads Baal Peh, to avoid Tircha de Tzibur. Umavarech Alea, and he would make the brachos on the Torah. Shemona brachos, what are they? Ala Torah, that refers to the Birchas Torah they said before laning and afterwards. They're counted as one, like we do in Shul. Dal HaAvoda, which is the bracha of Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, and he would conclude the bracha with Habocher Ba'avodas Amo Yisrael Barachamim. The Al HaHaudaya, which is Modim Anachnu Lach, like we have in Tfilah Shemona Esrei, Val Mechilas HaAvon, and the bracha of Slach Lanu, and he would conclude with Smochel Avonos Amo Yisrael Barachamim, and Val HaMikdash, another bracha, that the Beis HaMikdash should be able to stand Al Mechono, and the Shechina should rest there, and he would conclude with the bracha to Hashem HaShochein B'Tzion, Val Yisrael, he would give a bracha for Am Yisrael, that the Shechina shouldn't leave the Jewish people, and that would conclude with Baruch Ata Hashem HaBocher B'Yisrael. Val HaKohanim, he would make a bracha for the Kohanim, that Hashem should accept their Kavanos Baratzon, and that bracha would end Baruch Ata Hashem Mikadesh HaKohanim. And then the last thing, Baal Shar HaTfilah. Then he would make a general bracha for the rest of the tefillah, and tchina, rina, bakasha, and he would conclude with the following, Hosha Hashem Amcha Yisrael, Shamcha Yisrael Trichim Lihivashaya, we need to be saved, Barachat Hashem Shomea Tefillah. We begin Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, Parashas HaMelech Ketzah. So here we have in the Torah, we have the mitzvah HaKel, in Parashas Vayelech, B'Ketzah Shanim, B'Moed Shinas HaShemitah B'Chak. Of course, this is after the Shemitah year on Sukkot, so Shemitah ended on Rosh Hashanah, so now that Sukkot, not just a couple of weeks afterwards, Bevo Kol Yisrael Leros Bespenei Hashem, we come to the Beis HaMikdash, Tikro Es HaTorah Hazos Neged Kol Yisrael Boaz Dehem HaKel Es HaOm HaNashim HaNashim VaHataf V'Korach Hashem V'Shorecha L'man Yishmu L'man Yildu L'Biru Es Hashem Elokeichem V'Shamu La'asos Es Kol V'HaTorah Hazos. That's the mitzvah of HaKel, and this when we had a Melech Yisrael, so the Melech would read it, and he would read from Mishnah Torah, from Sefer Devarim, not all of it, but part of it, as we'll see, and this is what Parshas HaMelech means, when we mentioned it in Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, that Parshas HaMelech was also done in Hebrew. Parshas HaMelech Ketzad. How would they fulfill this mitzvah of Hakel? Motzei Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag. This is Motzei Yom Tov, the first day of Sukkot, and then it's Chol HaMoed already. So after that first day of Yontif, now it's Chol HaMoed Bashmini, meaning in the beginning of the eighth year, which is after the Shemitah cycle is over, which is B'motzei Shviyis. Osin lo bima shel eitz, they would make a bima shel eitz in the Azorah, in the Ezras Nashim for the Melech Yisrael. Now, the simple reading of a Sukkim would imply that we could do this really on the first day of Sukkot itself. Why this is not done on Yontif and wait till Chol HaMoed? So some explain different explanations, but one of them is that because they had to build a bima. Now, the bima shel eitz you can't build this bima on Yontif itself, so they have to build it before Yontif. And if you build it before Yontif, then it's sitting there through Yontif, and not removed till Chol HaMoed. People are coming to the Beis HaMikdash, it would take up a lot of space. So therefore, this way they could build it on Chol HaMoed itself and then use it right away. Different questions whether that's we have to be concerned about that, but nonetheless, that's one of the reasons why we push it off and we're going to read on Chol HaMoed. So either way, Osin Lo Bima Shel Eitz Bazara, they would build this Bima Shel Eitz, and this was in the Ezras Nashim, Vahu Yoshev Aleha, and the king would sit on the beam in order to read the Torah. Neged Kol Yisrael Boaz Dehem, so everyone could eat. Shneamar Miketz Hashanim B'Moed, as we explain and we introduce the Mishnah. So Chazan HaKnesses Notel Sefer Torah Nosto L'Rosh HaKnesses, it should sound familiar. The Chazan HaKnesses was the Shamash, he take the Torah and give it to the Rosh HaKnesses, who was the Gabbai of Rosh HaKnesses, to Laskan, to the Skan Kohen Gadol, Laskan Nosto L'Kohen Gadol himself, the Kohen Gadol Nosto L'Melech, to fulfill Brov HaMas Melech. But here, it wasn't the Kohen Gadol reading it, that was Yom Kippur. This is HaKel, this is read by the Melech. V'HaMelech Omeid, he would stand up on Mekabel, and he'd take the Sefer Torah from the hands of the Kohen Gadol, the Kore Yoshev, and he would read sitting. Now he would sit because the mitzvah of Som Tassim Alecha Melech is the mitzvah of the mitzvah we're supposed to have awe of the king, and we're supposed to, and this would give him the proper honor. And if we, and to have him sit allows, although normally a person reads the Torah is supposed to stand, we waive that for in order to give the proper honor to the king. And then the Mishnah says, Agrippa Samelech Amad Vikibel. So Agrippa Samelech was a Jewish king who descended from Herod, who's during his rule, the base of the second base of was destroyed, and Herod himself was a slave of the kings of the Hashmonaim and took power at that time. And he became the king of Eretz Yisrael. As we know, much of the second base HaMikdash was refurbished through Herod. So Agrippa HaMelech, Amar V'Kibel, he was the king at this point, and he stood up and was Mekabel the Sefer Torah, V'Kara Omed, but he would not sit, he would stand. As opposed to the halacha which allowed him to sit, he stood V'Shibchu Chachamim, and the Chachamim praised him for his humility. And it's true, the king is not permitted to, is not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. The Gemara discussed in Daf Mem Aleph. So why did the Chachamim praise Agrippa for giving up his honor? So the answer is, it depends on why they're giving up the honor. Just to give him honor for no reason, that he should not do so. But here it's for to read from the Torah, so that was acceptable. Ukshegia lolo suchalo seso lecho ish nachri zolgu einav demos. When he got to the pasuk that says about a king, because he read different parts of the Torah, so a part of Sefer Devarim, part of it, that's Parsha Shoftim. And Parsha Shoftim is that you're not allowed to appoint an ish nachri to be a king, and his lineage was flawed on his father's side, and therefore he started crying. Zogin of Demas started crying. Amru lo, so the Chacham said to him, "Al tisyare Agrippas, don't worry. Achinu ata, you're our brother. Achinu ata." So they said, "No, you really are our brother." His mother was Jewish, according to some, and therefore they were able to tell him, "Don't worry about it." Others point to this Mishnah one of the famous sources when we speak about Hanifus, someone who's a Rasha, someone flattering them when we should not do so. And this is one of those examples. Maybe they were protecting themselves. But they said to him, Achinu Atar, Achinu Atar, Achinu Atar, maybe partly because, at least from his mother's side, he was Jewish. V'kore mitchilas eile ha-devarim ad shma. So here we have a whole list of what was read from Sefer Devarim by the Melech at Hakim. And before we go through all of this, all of the psukim, all the sections of Sefer Devarim, just one other point. Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Memhei says that in fact Agrippa is not like Rashi, that the mother was Jewish. His lineage was flawed on both the maternal and paternal sides, and therefore they said Achinu Ata. All they meant was, well, he's really like an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is considered a brother in the sense that he's chayiv in mitzvos, for mitzvos like a woman does. So in that sense, he's part of the Jewish people to some extent, but really it's not true. Halachically, he was not qualified to be a king, and therefore this was false flattery, which they should not have done. But either way, this way they were doing at least to protect themselves. So what would he read? V'kore mitchilas, he would begin with Eila HaDvarim. So he'd start from the beginning of Mishneh Torah. Ad Shema Yisrael. So Eila HaDvarim, Parshas Dvarim, until Shema Yisrael, which is in Parshas V'eschanan. Ushma, then he read Parsha Shema Yisrael, which is Dvarim Vav, Psukim Dalud through Tes. And that's because that has Kabbalah O Malchus Shamayim. Then he'd skip and read Vayom Shamoah, which is Perek Yud Parashas Ekev, Perek Yud Aleph, Psukim Yud Gimel through Chav Al, because that has Kabbalah O Mitzvos. Then he would skip to Aser to Aser, which is the Parashas Re'ei, Dvarim Yudal, Psukim Chav Beis to Chav Tes. And then he would skip there too, all the way to say Parshas Kisavo, Kisichalela Aser, Dvarim Chavav, Psukim Yud Beis through Tezvav. And Rashi says, why are we speaking about Kisichalela Aser and Aser to Aser? Goes to Chagasukas, it's Man HaAsif, and we give Matnos Tanim and Afrashas, Chumos, Umasros. Yushalmi says the reason is because we just left the Shemitah year into the eighth year, and during the Shemitah you didn't have these, you didn't have crops in order to give Maaser, so therefore not to forget, then we went through these halachos as well. And then Uparsha Samelach. that we actually want to go out of order. We say Som Tasim Alecha Melech Devarim Yud Zayin Psukim Yudal Ruchaf. It's true that that parsha is between Aser to Aser and Kisa Chalel Aser, meaning we skip from Re'e to Kisavo. Now we're going back to Shoftim. Nonetheless, we read those two sections of Aser to Aser Re'e and Kisa Chalel Aser Kisavo in order to continue with the theme of Masros, and then we go back to Parsha Shoftim for Parsha Samelech Ad Goshe Gomer Kol Parsha until he finishes the Parsha. What does that mean? Milavad Habris Asher Karas Itam B'Chorev and Parshas Kisavo. Then the Mishnah concludes Brachos Shekohen Gadol Mevarech Oson HaMelech Mevarech Oson. We mentioned the brachos of the previous Mishnah, Ala Torah, Avoda, Hodaya, Mikdash, Yisrael, Kohanim, etc., Sharat Fila. But the Mishnah, there's one difference. This is not, it's not Yom Kippur. Elisha Nosein, Shel Regalim, Tachas, Mechila Savon. But instead of saying the brach of Mechila Savon, which the Kohen Gadol said in Yom Kippur, the Melech would say the Berachas HaRegalim. He would say Atavach HaTanu and conclude with Mekadesh Yisrael, the Hazmanim.